yesterday, I was explaining the first law of Manasiksha. And I explained about Guru, about the father, mother of Krishna, and all the associates of Krishna. And this whole lives in Braja, Vrindavan, Gokul, Mahavan, Nandagaon, Varsana, to all. And in the same line, having so much affection and love, like Brajavasi, all the sadhas, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all six, and in their line, those who are living there and doing bhajan day and night. They have no attachment with any worldly things. And that's those who don't worship Krishna, but Ram, Nishingha, and other manifestations of Krishna, Godhead. They should always be honored. And of the Brahmins, who are not one-ended to Krishna, but is still worshipping Durga, Kali, Ram, Shankar, Ganesh, this would all be proper honor. Don't disrespect them. And especially you should always try to remember and chant your mantra given by your Gurudev very heartily with love and affection. And Harinam Hare Krishna is, this should always be chanting. And it should be done with the loudest tone that we are doing. I will explain all these things for 7 days or 8 days. Now I am coming to Braj Juvatan Dasharani. We should have that kind of a rati to the Lord's feet of Kanjura, Krishna and Radha, Radha and Krishna. They are supreme personality of Godhead. They are God of all gods. Ram, Nishinka, Kalki, Vaman, all the gods, Khuda, all are in Krishna. So we should have so much faith and affection, love and honor. I know that Narayan, some things like Narayan and Lakshmi, like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they cannot come in the shape of our sons. We cannot love and have so much affection like a son to Narayan, because he has so much affluence. He cannot descend to this world. He cannot be served like son or friend. Narayan never will become friend. He has no so many wives also. Lakshmi only. If you want to serve him like Lakshmi, you cannot serve. Lakshmi will take out of that Vaikuntha if you like this. You can serve Ram more than this. You can serve as a servant. Sometimes you can serve him like son, he becomes son of Maharaj Dasara. Sometimes you can serve him like Hanuman, but not as a friend. Both are friends. Vibhishan was his friend. Also Sugriva was his friend. But they cannot climb on the shoulders of Krishna. Ram. They cannot embrace Ram. You cannot serve Ram as a wife because he will never accept you. Because he only wants to be with Sita. In any case, he will recommend this. So, we can serve. If God, we want to serve God, but he has no shape. no beauty at all, because he has not hands, beautiful mouth, and anything. He has no any quality, nothing. So we cannot serve him in any ways. We can pray him, oh God, give me pretense. And I think that he has become old, so he can send any his son to this world. He will not descend to this world. So we cannot have any service to him. Also to Khuda, he has no shape at all. You cannot play with him. He will not come in the shape of any son. But Krishna has all things. You can serve him in any way you like. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. Not only Bhagavan, he himself is God. He is the origin of all gods. Gods are now so many. Without second, God is one. And who is? Krishna. Some descend here, we should know that all are same. Like full moon and second moon, third moon, fourth moon, fifth moon. There are not so many moons, only one moon there. But we, from any angle of vision, from this earth, we can see first moon, second moon, third moon, and so many moons. But moon is only one. And that moon is always in full. But by these shadows, we see that first moon, second. In the same way, God is one without second. Sometimes he shows his son kripa, mercy, his power in part and part. So the parts are not different gods, but all he is only Krishna. Sometimes we can see him like Ram, sometimes we can see in Khuda, Allah, Brahma, so many things. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once there was a demon, consent him, her, to kill Krishna. And that Krishna was at that time only of 3 days. He was at that time in Gokul, in the lap of Mother Yashoda. Yashoda never thought that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and he has any problem. Because Krishna cannot move at that time. He cannot change his size even. So Yashoda was nursing him, giving her rest. When he becomes of 3 days, a demon lady came and he changed his shape. He became a very lovely mother, very beautiful, and entered in the house of Nanda Baba Yashoda Maya. Krishna was playing on a bed. He was lying, and Yashoda was there. Mother Rohini was there. At once she appeared and told, oh, baby, I am your mother. Yashoda is not your mother. Why Yashoda has kept you here on the bed? Why she is not keeping you in her heart? And taking this, telling so, she picked up Krishna in her lap and began to give his breast in the mouth of Krishna. At that time she was in the mood of mother, but actually she was not mother. She was?
Witch.
She was a very big devil.
Witch.
She used to take the blood and flesh of newborn childs. She was so dangerous. She has killed so many boys and she had drunk the
blood.
New blood, fresh blood of all the childs. She wanted to do this. She gave her breast in the mouth of Krishna and pumped. But there was no milk, but there was very
strong poison.
That is called kalpur. And that called good poison came in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna has closed his eyes. Oh, she has come in the shape of mother. I should not do anything. So he closed his eyes. And with the milk, he took the soul. And that time she was doing?
So restless.
Trembling. Chatpat doing. But Krishna told that, I have taken you as a mother. Anyone comes to me, I make myself. I don't want to give up them. So I will not let you go anywhere. I'll make your mother, my mother. And at once he soaked his soul and made pure, and at once he made her like mother and sent to Guru Vrindavan. So, Sukadeva Goswami has told, Aho Bakiyam Tanakalakutam Nansaya Paya Daya Yasadhi Lehe Gatim Dhatu Chitam Vato Kanva Dayalum Saranam Brijim. Oh, Putana came to kill Krishna and to take blood and flesh of Krishna. But Krishna at once get him not liberation only from death and love and birth, from suffering and sorrow. Forever, eternally he made him like her mother, his mother, and sent to Guru Vrindavan forever. So who will be so kind, causeless, merciful? So we should only try to make Krishna our friend, our Prabhu, our son, our respected God. Bosom, but beloved. There is none merciful like Krishna. Ramkan sent Sita to forest. No fault at all. There was no fault. Mother Sita had not done any fault. Possibly Ram touched her body only. And for this reason, he told that, from where you have come, I will not accept you. And he became so
great.
Sita was coming from Ashokvan of Raman. Rama was killed with his all family. There was none to give a lamp even. Only Vibhishan was there for this fall. Because they had touched Sita. So when Sita came to Ram, Ram told that, I have not killed all the demons, Ravana and all others. For you, I have killed it that Ravana has taken the wife of Ram. So, to save our, apni marjada.
Our prestige, own prestige.
Prestige, for my prestige, for the prestige of my whole
dynasty.
I have killed Ravana, not for you. I don't want to accept you. Then Sita told that, why you have not told this first? I heard, gone in fire. Lakhan, you should collect some wood and bring some fire. No need of fire, you should collect only dry oats. I want to give up my life in fire. Lakhan, I have given so many
sufferings
to you. I have given gali.
Abusing.
I have abused you. When Marit became a very golden deer, and Sita told that, Ram, I want this deer. And Ram followed. And after that, Ram wanted to kill her. And in the meantime, he called, O Lakshman, in the tune of Lakshman.
Ram.
And what Sita told, that you should go and help your father, in any difficulty. Lakshman told, I know that my father did never come in any difficulty. You should be, you should be peaceful. don't worry. Then Sita told, oh, I know that you are a spy of Bharat. You want to kill my husband and you want to take me as a wife? I cannot tolerate. I will die, but I will not accept you. Then Lakshman became so worried. Oh, don't me tell me like so. I have always treated you like my more than my mother. And he became ready to go to Ram, and he gave a
circle
with his bow. And he told that you should cut bow out of this. And he went away. And in the meantime, Ram came, and you have seen that scene, how he stole away Sita. So Sita is now
repenting
and telling that I have done so wrong, and that is why Ram has left me. Once also, when Ram was married to Sita, Sita is telling to that time to Lakshman, I was married. I came to Ayodhya. In the night, Lakshman was there with Ram. As usual he used to be. Sita came as a newly wedded. And she was with Ram. Sita told, my dear, Devar Manika.
Brother-in-law.
Devar, you should go away from here. Now, I will serve my husband. He told that I have served the whole life and now you are coming this today and you are telling me, ordering me to go away. I cannot be here. I cannot talk. Then Sita told that now you are not qualified to serve. I am qualified. So I will serve, you should go away. And Lakshmana tells you, you should go away, I will serve. Ramchandra. They asked both to Ramchandra, who is qualified to serve you? He told, I cannot tell. I am calling Vasishtha, my Gurudev, and he will
give decision.
Judge. He will give judgment. Who will serve me? He called at once whom?
Vasishtha Rishi.
Vasishtha Rishi. He came. And Ram told that, she is telling that I am.
I am able to serve him. I am qualified.
I have all the rights to serve Ram. And Lakshman said that from whole life I am serving. I will serve. Who should serve me? I don't know. Please give any proper judgment. Vasishtha told, by Vedic Riti, by Vedic culture, now Sita can serve him. In daytime you can serve with in jungle bear there in his all
kingdom.
But now Sita has right to serve him. So you should quickly move from here. Sita is telling that I know that I have done wrong. I have given you so much pain for this thing. Now I remember. So Lakshman, you should make a Sita. And at once, Lakshman shot towards Ram. But Ram was so
grave.
And not seeing to anyone like this. So at last, Lakshman made a very big
pile of wood.
And Sita at once praying that, oh God, oh Ram, if I had not given my heart to anyone has touched forcibly, then fire may come at once. I am going to fire. And it should be like barf.
Ice.
A big fire was there, burning. Very big. And at once he entered in that fire. And fire became
cool.
And goddess of fire, Agnidev, came, taking Sita, that Sita is full pure. You should accept at once. Maharaj Dasarath came from heaven. All goddesses came. Brahma and Shankar came. And they told, Sita is quite pure. You should at once, quickly, In the last days of Ram, after 11,000 years, again Ram told Sita, and he told that he used to go away forever. You know all these things. So we fear that Ram is Marjada, Sampanna Vyakti. Marjada means?
So strict in his
religious behavior. So he may also treat us with fear. But Krishna will never give up. If anyone does anything wrong, even Krishna never will get bothered. Even this Putana, Avasur, Bakasur, so many devils came, but Krishna quickly refined them and took in his shelter and get very high class of gati. Gati means
destination.
Destination. So there is none equal to Krishna. So all the ansha, kala, ans means
parts
and patu of God. All are God. But Krishna is so marvelous, right in all things. So there are not vehicle to Krishna. So if we take shelter of Krishna, we can be the highest class of devotees and highest class of pleasure we will have, like gopis and vrijavasi. So we should try to serve Krishna, have hierarchy to Krishna. How? Nathamang, Nathamang, Sotikanan, Rittang, Kuru Kuru. Now it is to share.
There's a drama also in the
Sahara. Time is going quickly, very quickly. Nathamang, Nathamang, Sotikanan, Rittang, Kuru Kuru. Nathasu, Swami is telling. I don't know dharma. Any religion. I don't know?
Adharma.
Adharma, that is?
Opposite.
Opposite of dharma. What is dharma? Like father, mother, to pay respect to them, to pay respect to all others, to help all needy persons, these are called dharma. But you should know, don't sleep, be very
alert,
and hear, because in minutes I will stop you like this. And here. And it will do very good for you. You will be very benefited. If you are making a hospital of lakhs and lakhs dollars, suppose, no? This is a help for mankind. No? And there are hundreds of doctors, they are very qualified. All departments are there. Less and less persons are benefited, needy persons. No? So, if I made it, you are serving mankind. Also, there are hospitals in the same hospital there is a section of animals, birds also. All are served there. Suppose there was a very notorious dacoit, Dakutha. He has murdered about hundreds of persons for wealth. He has no pity, no mercy at all. Very nishthur.
Cruel hearted.
He can murder anyone. And so he has murdered about hundreds of persons. But in his last trip, he became so much wounded. Some angel came. And for this he came to that hospital and he was admitted in hospital. Very big injury was there. Anyhow, the doctors set him. And then he, from hospital, he came to his house and he remained that,
you have suited
me.
You want to take revenge.
And they wanted to kill me. So again he went. And with his help of his
group,
with his gun, he killed all the family persons, about 60. who will take the
reaction?
Doctors? Are those who have made this hospital? Who will take?
Owner of hospital.
Owner of a hospital will take some. Because they are taking salary. The doctors, nurse, all will have to take his bad thing. That is power. Anyone cannot save. So it is better to help a man in such a way that his inclination should come towards Krishna. Ek logon ki chitta vritti bhi Bhagwan ke taraf mein jadi bad do to ye koti koti karno karno aspatal banane ki apeksha, koti koti shikshagar banane ki apeksha, koti koti donation ki apeksha ye adhik shrestha daya hai. Ek aadmi ke chitta ko bhi Bhagwan ke taraf mein. If you are molding this, what vritti?
Changing the propensity or tendency of a human.
Tendency of any one person even towards Krishna, and he begins to serve Krishna, chant Krishna, he will save his life. He will come out of birth and death forever. And he will help others to realize. Though this kind of help is so supreme, more than making lakhs and lakhs hospitals, colleges, and all these things that to help you. We have some duty to help needy person, poor person, and this person. But most needful act is to serve, to make his tendency to serve Krishna. Then we will see that all kinds of virtues will come in that person. He will be pure. No politics. Nothing will be there. No cruelty. He will love all creation.
And see that Krishna is everywhere. So this kindness
is supreme to all. We should try to bring all and try to engage in the service of Krishna. It is not so hard, expensive or anything painful. Anyone can, in day and night, any time, without taking shower or not shower. Making one-ended mind or not. Anyhow, he should speak, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. In some days, quickly we will be pure devotees. Now you are seeing that they are quarreling, but after this, it may be that he will be very pure devotee. If he has any sincerity, sure. So we should try to develop this Krishna consciousness. This is the biggest and highest step of kindness, help to others also, to engage in the service of Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Because in epics, in Ved, in Upanishad, Puran, everywhere it has. This is the Indian culture and Indian knowledge. This is more than Brahma Gyan, more than anything. God Brahma.
Hare Krishna.